To introduce this episode of An American Gallery, here is the distinguished motion picture actor, Charlton Heston.
For over 50 years, one man's films have played in tents in the Arctic wastelands, in palatial theaters throughout the world's capitals, under a panoply of stars in remote corners of the Sahara, in private screening rooms of multimillionaires, and on sheets tacked up on military parade grounds. The films of no other man have been seen by as many people as those of Cecil B. DeMille. While modesty made him shun the appellation, who else would deny that he is the father of Hollywood? Hollywood, as we know it today, was born in 1913. This is DeMille's own story of that birth.
Cecil B. DeMille, motion picture producer, director, saluted this week on An American Gallery. Sebastian Cabot stars as Mr. DeMille in a preview of coming attractions.
There you are, Cecil. Hope you haven't been waiting long.
No, just long enough to work up an appetite, Jesse. How did the rehearsal go?
Like every other Jesse Lasky production, 2 days before opening.
That bad?
You know, the good Lord made the earth in 7 days, but he never produced a play. Frankly, producing our first motion picture can't be any worse. Can you reach a menu?
Here.
Thanks.
How did Sam do?
Sam Goldfish was an excellent glove salesman.
He didn't get Griffith to direct?
E.W. Griffith likes to work for companies with a little something in the bank to guarantee his salary. And as anxious as he is to make features instead of one reelers, he's afraid of the trust.
Trust? What's that?
I don't know why I'm looking at this menu. I'm not hungry anyway.
You were saying, The trust.
The trust, my young writer of stage plays, controls just about everything involved in the making of motion pictures. They have the patents, and they book the pictures into the theater. They like their moving pictures short, so they can keep the audience turning over.
But the public likes films with a story.
Mm-hmm.
Adolf Zucker was very successful with that four-reel French picture he brought over here last year.
Queen Elizabeth, yes. But he also had Sarah Bernhardt to star, and had to hire legitimate theaters to show it. Motion picture houses were afraid to touch it. They knew that if they did, the trust could keep them from getting any new films. By the way, did you happen to see Queen Elizabeth?
No.
Have you ever seen a movie, as the public is starting to call them?
At least three of them.
Did you get up to the Edison Studios to watch them shooting?
Yesterday.
What do you think?
Well, if that's pictures, we can make the best pictures ever made.
Well, since we couldn't get Griffith to direct The Squaw Man, how about you?
You want me to direct The Squaw Man?
Well, maybe in a dozen years I'll have a better choice. But this is 1913, and you can just about count the number of movie directors on a halibut's fingers. Hey, give me that menu back.
Here.
I say let's do it.
Let's.
I'll write out an agreement on the back of this menu before we leave here. But you can now consider yourself Director General of the Jesse L. Lasky Feature Play Company. You write and direct them. Sam will sell them. Arthur Friend will be our legal counsel. And I'll do the worrying here in New York while you're out west.
Out west? They're not making The Squaw Man in New York.
Well, the story's about the west. Why not shoot it there? Besides, that way we won't have to pay for a studio.
But how far west?
Arizona. It's pretty far west. A town there called Flagstaff.
But The Squaw Man is supposed to take place in Wyoming.
Cecil, the west, after all, is the west.
Well, has anybody ever made a film out west?
Yeah, a few one-reelers. Now for my surprise. You're going to be directing Dustin Farnham.
Dusty agreed to do a movie?
Mm-hmm, for $250 a week. First, I offered him a quarter interest in the company, but he didn't bite. And now we come to you. I know you have no capital to invest, so will you be the writer and director in return for a quarter interest in the company?
Jesse, you can't do that. It's like paying me $5,000. I mean, that's what the rest of you are investing.
We're gambling with money. You're gambling with time. We could fail, Cecil. You'd only be out the train fare for you and the wife and little Cecilia.
That's just a matter of hocking the family silver again.
Then we're doing it?
Flagpost, here we come.
That's Flagstaff. Now, I'm going to hire a fellow named Oscar Apfel, who's done some directing. He'll hold your hand, but you're the boss. Then I've got Al Gandolfi as your cameraman. And Dusty will be bringing his dresser, you know, Fred Clay.
Of course.
You'll have about 5 days on the train, time enough to write the script. And in a couple of months, we'll show Mr. Edison why he invented motion pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Cecil DeMille, this is Oscar Apple. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Jesse, where are Dusty and Fred?
They just boarded the train.
Al's in the baggage car checking his camera and the film.
I thought Sam was coming down.
He's out selling the picture.
Selling? Well, we haven't even made it yet.
Oh, and the egg I'm eating next Sunday hasn't been laid yet either, but my grocer's already agreed to buy it.
Oh, for a producer, you come up with lousy analogies.
All right. You got a camera, film, a cameraman, an actor, pencils and paper? Now go make me a movie.
Yes, but I just thought of something. Where do we develop the film?
Develop the film? Develop the film? How do I know? Ask a friendly Indian.
Cecil. When Dusty has his first confrontation with the Indian girl in this scene, why don't we have him... Cecil? Cecil?
Yeah, I hear you, Oscar. I hear you.
Worried about something?
Oscar, we're going to have at least 5 reels. Maybe as many as 8.
Possible.
But do you realize what the Trust has done every time they exhibited pictures more than 1 reel long?
They show 1 reel at a time. People come back the next day to see the 2nd reel and so on.
Well, the Score Man was a hit play. Would it have succeeded if people had to return to the theater 7 or 8 times to see it all?
Well, I figure that's Sam Goldfish's problem.
I've even heard stories about the Trust sending in strong-armed men to sabotage long production.
That's why I like this job. I don't think they'll be looking for us in Flagstaff. Cecil, I'm no veteran in this business. I don't think there is such an animal. But it's been proven the public will not only sit through pictures 5 or 6 reels long, but they'll pay dollars instead of nickels to see them. Besides, Mr. Lasky is supposed to do the worrying, not you.
Oh, I can't help it. Oscar, every other art form is 1,000 years old or more. Altered, refined through the centuries, but moving pictures are entirely new art. Well, I'm not talking about the galloping tintypes, as my brother calls them, but films that deal with characters and tell stories. We're mavericks, Oscar. We're not conforming. We're rebels leading a handful of other rebels.
And you're feeling the responsibility.
It gets heavier as we get closer to Flagstaff, I can tell you that.
Well, we'll be there in a few hours. And we got that last scene to finish.
Oscar, is our script any good?
Is a play any good before an audience sees it?
All right. You've made your point. Back to the script. Dusty's last scene with the Indian girl.
Flagstaff.
A little hot for December.
Yes, so it is.
Oh, there's Dusty. I guess Al's getting the camera and the film.
Oscar.
Yeah?
This is the West.
This is the West.
You've been in Wyoming?
Yes.
Squirrel Man takes place in Wyoming.
Yes.
Well, does this look like Wyoming?
No.
This train goes on to Los Angeles, doesn't it?
More fare, more budget. Jesse will have a fit. A
couple of people have shot some one-reelers in Los Angeles.
All aboard!
Well, you're the director general.
I say thumbs down to Flagstaff.
Second emotion.
Al! Al! Get the camera back on the train. Go give him a hand, Oscar.
Right.
Dusty, hurry! Get back on! We're not staying in Flagstaff. Here, you little boy, quick! Give me a hand with this luggage. Fred, on the train, we're going on! Hurry! Hurry!
Yes, sir, gentlemen. There was a lot of excitement when the word spread the 2 Easterners at the Alexandria Hotel were here to make some flickers.
You don't say.
Everybody figured on getting their hands on some of that Eastern money.
You don't say.
Never had no stars like Dustin Farnham in Los Angeles before, that's for sure.
You don't say.
Mr. Revier.
Oh, you can call me Harry. You too, Mr. DeMille. We're kind of informal out here.
You don't say.
Harry, then. Is this still Los Angeles?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. We're still in the county, but this little area we're in now is called Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Incorporated just 10 years ago, 1903.
The town having a festival or something?
Not that I know of.
Then why are all the trees decorated?
Them's oranges. Hollywood's full of orange and lemon trees. Reach out and pick one. Go ahead.
Harry, Harry, this laboratory you have.
Best in the West. You run your film through the camera, and I'll show you pictures the next day, providing it don't rain.
I suppose I shouldn't ask, but what's the rain got to do with it?
Oh, well, I got a leak, a great big one. Drips into the chemicals, makes the dilution wrong.
Ever think of fixing it?
Why? Never rains in Southern California.
You don't say.
Now, we call this Hollywood Boulevard. You got some shops and a hotel right up there ahead. We're going to turn here on Vine Street. My lab's right over there, gentlemen. See? You can see my sign from here.
Is that someone's barn right next door to you?
Sure is. Jake Stern's barn.
Cecil, are we both thinking the same thing?
Well, I didn't see any office buildings. Couldn't afford one if we did. Once lived over a stable in Pompton, New Jersey.
Hey, there's Jake now. Whoa, whoa there, Nellie. Whoa, Jake. Got some fine gentlemen from the East I want you to meet. Jake, this is Mr. Cedric DeMille.
Cecil.
Call him Mr. DeMille.
Howdy.
And Mr. Oscar Apple.
That's Apple.
Oh, sure. We don't allow no apples in Orange Country.
Howdy.
These gentlemen are flicker makers, Jake.
You don't say.
You've got competition.
Mr. Stern, mind if we look around your barn?
Help yourself.
You gentlemen are more interested in my lab, I'm sure.
Harry, your lab gets our work.
Well, I consider that a contract, sir. Yes, indeed.
You did say there were no other labs?
That's right.
Then you can also consider the contract signed.
You Eastern businessman.
Mr. Stern, would you consider renting us a portion of your barn to use for offices while we're shooting our pictures?
Might.
I got a little stage adjoining the laboratory, gentlemen. I even got the fusers.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Excuse us a moment. Oscar, come here. What's a diffuser?
Well, you know how the stages are. Open at the top so you can use the sunlight.
You mean like the Edison studio?
Well, sometimes, Cecil, especially in California, the sun gets too bright. Diffusers are strips of cloth stretched across the roof to
diffuse the sunlight.
Hey, this looks ideal. The lab, the stage, offices of a sort.
We can set up partitions, and all we'll need is a desk, chair, and some place to edit the film.
I say we close the deal.
Good. Mr. Stern, we'd like to use the barn.
$5 a week.
Five?
I don't bargain.
Accept it.
Horses and carriages stay.
But,
They was here first.
He's got a point.
Agreed.
$5, please.
Have to hear your check. We'll be opening a bank account.
No good.
Why not?
Banks won't do business with flicker makers.
But we're going to put money in.
Won't take it.
What?
He's right, gentlemen. Banks have peculiar ideas about flicker makers. But I got a friend runs a grocery hereabouts, and he's got a safe where you can keep your cash.
When I get my $5, you can move in. Got work to do.
Cecil, look at it this way. If we go any farther west, our hats will float.
They might float right here. What's all that water?
Oh, Jake's just hosing down the barn.
Oscar, remind me to get some boots. My dearest Constance, miraculously things are progressing well. We scheduled shooting to begin on the 29th, so we'll probably be seeing the New Year in, looking at the footage of our first day's shooting. We're paying some actors as much as $5 a day, but when you consider that Jane Darwell, who's already appeared in some films, demands $10 a day, you can see we're being cautious with our limited funds. I found a small place to rent here in Hollywood and share it with the prairie wolf we use in the film, since I could find no other accommodations for him and find the nights dreadfully lonely without you and Cecilia. With that in mind, our leading lady, Winifred Kingston, has spent her spare time looking for a house large enough to accommodate the three of us. I want the two of you to come out on the first train. And I promise you, the wolf will be evicted by the time you arrive. The new house is in the Coenga Pass, a lovely bit of country between Hollywood and the San Fernando Valley. There are only dirt trails, so I'll be purchasing a horse. Your husband will look more like a cowboy than Dusty does. What with the horse, the boots I wrote you about, and the gun I carry. For I live in constant dread that the trust will discover us and sabotage our efforts. Oh, by the way, Oscar thinks I'm foolish because I plan to shoot every scene twice. But I'll feel much more secure knowing that I have an extra negative of each day's work in the house with me. Please telegraph me as soon as you know what train you'll be taking. I must rush over to the lab now to see some tests we shot today. Hug and kiss Cecilia for me and never, never forget how desperately I miss you. Oh, my love, Cecil.
Thank you.
It's dark inside, gentlemen, so just let me lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now keep the whole building dark. Could be a light streak someplace, you know, and that won't do for a film laboratory.
Then you've already developed the negative and made a print?
No, we're fast, but not that fast. I figure you can look at some of the frames through a viewer I got, and then tomorrow we can project the print I'll be making.
My feet, they're all tangled up in something.
Hmm? Is that what I've been hearing?
Well, I can't imagine. Well, let me see here. Gentlemen, let's take this outside a minute and have a look-see.
It's film, a whole mess of it.
Well, I can't imagine what it...
It's negative.
Well, the only stuff I processed was...
Ours. Let me see that.
No, hold it up to the light. You'll recognize if it's your film.
Oscar, it's ours.
Oh, I can't understand it.
It's all but mutilated. Nobody could make a print from that.
I don't know what to say. Mr. Burns and me, we're the only ones with keys.
Harry, did you ever process a feature here before?
Well, you must be about the first ones making a feature out here.
The Trust?
Oscar... They found us.
Here are your boots, darling. All dry. Oh, Cecil, you haven't eaten a bite of breakfast.
Hmm? Oh, I'll take it with me, dear.
Two eggs, sunny side up.
All right. I'll pick some oranges on the way.
Are you worried about something?
Well, I was just wondering, darling. How come Jake Stern has the cleanest barn in the West, yet I have the dirtiest office?
I told you, when he's hosing, he puts your feet on the waste paper basket.
I had to let Stella use it.
Stella? You told me you fired her because she wanted more money.
I did, but I didn't know the typewriter belonged to her.
Oh, darling. Is this all really happening?
Sometimes I get the feeling that here... you, Cecilia, me, that this is the movie. And what we're getting on film is the reality. Constance, Oscar thinks we're in at the beginning of something very important. We both think Hollywood might be the best place in the whole country to make movies. We've got ideal weather, mountains, deserts, ocean. About the only thing we can't duplicate near here is the North Pole. I can see movies using this terrain. Features where the characters share equal billing with the terrain. Do you realize that the Holy Land not only has a similar climate, but...
Cecil, you're going to be late.
Oh, yes. Did you pack my eggs?
You're going to pick oranges. But your lunch is packed, and Cecilia's waiting by your horse.
Look out there, Constance. Not a cloud in the sky.
Here's your lunch. Oh, this letter came for you yesterday.
No? First to this address. I didn't know anybody...
What is it?
Well, if I didn't know better, I'd say it was a joke. See for yourself.
It's words pasted from newspapers. Get out of the motion picture field. Close your studio. Heed this if you value your life. That's all. What does it mean?
The trust. It has to be.
What on earth is a trust?
Give me that. I want you to forget it, just as I intend to. Now I am late. See you at dinner, darling.
Bye.
Papa! Papa! You promised to take me for a ride this morning.
Oh, would you trade that ride for one big kiss?
I know you're late.
This evening, for sure. There. Now, you go help your mother clear up the kitchen.
I will. Bye, Papa. Love you.
I love you, too. He scares easily. Oh, don't you worry, old girl. He won't shoot again, now that he knows I'm armed. You know something? Either he's from the Trust, or we've just had a brush with our first movie critic. Yeah!
Clerk, Clerk, can you help me, please?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Hollywood Hotel.
My name is Lasky, president of the Jesse L. Lasky Feature Play Company. Uh-huh. New York. I wonder if you could direct me to my company's studio.
Studio?
Motion picture studio.
Never heard of it.
We're having a private showing of our first feature, The Squaw Man. Ever heard of that?
No, sir.
Well, our director general is Cecil B. DeMille. Maybe you...
Never heard of him either.
Don't you ever get out from behind that desk?
Oh, say, you know, I just remembered. There's a bunch of people making a movie in a barn down on Vine Street. Now, if you go east on Hollywood Boulevard and turn right at Vine Street...
Ladies, gentlemen, my fellow workers and very good friends. There's little I can say by way of introduction to the Squaw Man, which we're all about to see for the first time. Each of you has been as close to it as I have. In a way, we've pioneered together. Our story is about frontier America, and our efforts, hopefully, will introduce to our country and the world a new frontier, a creative wilderness that may someday be settled by a new breed of artists from all over the world. But why don't we let the picture speak for itself? Harry, I'll get the lights if you're ready.
Ready when you are, Mr. DeMille.
Darling, what's happening?
I don't know.
Papa, the words are jumping.
The picture's skittering off the top of the screen.
Yeah, Harry, is the projector loaded correctly?
Well, sure is. I don't understand it.
You're sure it's working right, Harry?
I'm positive, Oscar.
Cecil, it's happening in every scene.
Cecil, it must be in the film.
Harry, stop the projector.
Oh, we're ruined. You know what this means. Sam Goldfish, our attorney, me, we could all face jail sentence.
Whatever.
Because we've sold the exhibition rights to this picture. We've had cash advances that we put into the cost of production.
He's right. We've sold something we don't even have.
Could this be the work of the trust?
No, I don't think so, Oscar. Mr. DeMille, look here. I'm holding a piece of your print against a piece of your negative.
Let me see that.
Now, look close. You'll find something different.
Huh? What? The sprocket holes don't line
up.
Hey, that's right, they don't.
What did you use to sprocket your film with, Mr. DeMille?
What's he talking about?
Wait a minute, Jesse. I think we're a victim of my Dutch thrift.
That second-hand British-made sprocket puncher you bought.
Well, that explains it.
I don't want explanations. Are we ruined or not?
I don't know, Jesse.
You sprocketed your negative at 65 holes for every foot of film. All American equipment runs at 64 holes.
Well, what does that mean? We'll have a hit in England?
There has to be an answer.
Oh, and I was going to send Sam such a triumphant telegram.
All right, now look, if you'll all just calm down.
Well, what is it, Harry?
There's a man in Philadelphia, they call him Pop Lubin, knows more about film than any man alive.
Do you think he could do something?
I think they've handled this problem before.
How?
They just paste a thin strip of film over your old sprocket holes and punch new ones in.
Now, what's he talking about?
Jesse, I think he just said the Jesse L. Lasky Feature Play Company was back in business.
Darling, you're so late.
Oh, we've been celebrating. Let's go inside by the light. I want to read this to you.
Not too loud. Cecilia's asleep.
It's a telegram from Sam Goldfish. They loved the picture at the trade showing in New York. And he has sold the Squaw Man to 44 out of the 48 states and expects to have the last four sold within 2 weeks.
Oh, darling, how wonderful.
Jesse figures our investment has at least doubled. He's decided we're going to make a picture a month. Now, look at this magazine. The Moving Picture World. Here, full page, read it.
The Jesse L. Lasky Feature Play Company announces the production of Brewster's Millions to be produced by Jesse Lasky, America's most artistic director, employing the skills of Oscar Atwell, acknowledged peer of directors and genius of innovators, and Mr. Cecil B. DeMille, master playwright, director, and author of numerous dramatic successes. Oh, darling, numerous successes.
Well, Jesse never could count well unless he was using cash.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. A picture a month. And before long, there'll be more pictures coming out of Hollywood than New York.
Than anywhere on earth.
Oh, if you say so, darling. Now, would the director general, that master playwright and author of numerous dramatic successes, care to dine?
I'll just wash up. And to think how I worried about the trust ruining us. Those men have no vision, Compton. If they can't grow and develop the way the public's taste in movies is growing and developing, they have to perish. And their Nickelodeons with them. People are paying as much as 50 cents and a dollar to see The Score Man. You realize what's happening? We're charting a whole new course in motion pictures. Do you realize that?
Yes, darling. And I also realize the dinner is getting very cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. My arm, madam. It's just that it's been such a wonderful day. I finished the shooting script for Brewster's Millions and... Well, would you look at that? You've got our silver out of Hawk.
And I have a feeling it's never going back.
Needless to say, Mrs. DeMille kept her silver. The man responsible for selling The Squaw Man to the exhibitors, Sam Goldfish, went on to achieve great stature in the film industry. We all know him as Sam Goldwyn. Mr. DeMille never claimed for himself a monopoly on the concept of feature-length films. Ironically, considering the numerous biblical films DeMille made, the first feature was made in 1908 and was called The Life of Moses. But because of the trust, it was released only one reel at a time. There was a handful of other features predating The Squaw Man, but none had the impact of DeMille's. In fact, no other filmmaker in the world has made as memorable and lasting a mark on the movie-going public as the son of a poor schoolmaster turned playwright, Cecil B. DeMille.
This has been another portrait in an American gallery. Today, a preview of coming attractions starred Sebastian Cabot as Cecil B. DeMille. Featured in the cast were Olin Soule, Sidney Miller, Jack Carroll, Herb Vigran, Jim Nusser, Catherine McLeod, and Mona Lewis. Sound by Gene Twombly. The story was written by Robert M. Young, produced and directed by William Lally. Art Ballinger speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.